It's Monday morning, August 16th, 2010. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. This morning, we're doing an oral history with Fran Bowen, who has lived in Parchment her whole life. So, Fran, thanks for being here. What is your full name, and when and where were you born?
Frances Ellen Williams Bowen. 5288 North Riverview Drive, which is really Cooper Township.
In Cooper Township. Okay. Where do you live today?
5473 Mount Olivet, which is Cooper Township.
Again, that's also Cooper Township.
Yeah, I live kind of really up the hill from where I was born and raised.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've been here, you said you've been here your whole life.
My whole life.
So you went to Parchment School.
I went to Parchment School, graduated from the ninth grade in 1953.
1953, that's as far as the school went.
That's as far as the school went then.
Okay.
When we went to the ninth grade, we took a bus down to Kalamazoo Central.
Yes. Do you have children?
I have two children. Well, I had three. My oldest son passed away.
What was his name?
Ronald Bowen.
Ronald Bowen. And your other children, what are their names?
Rebecca Bowen and Rick Bowen.
Okay.
Rick was, and then they were all very active in Parchment School, but they live in Seattle, Washington now.
I see. And are your parents from here?
My mother was from Escanaba, Michigan. My dad is from Neenah, Menasha, Wisconsin.
Well, I was born and raised in Escanaba.
You're kidding.
If we may digress a little. No, I'm not kidding. If we might digress a little, what was your mother's name?
Leah Tangway was her name.
Yes, I went to school. Excuse me, I'm a little overcome here. Some Tangways. Kids.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
My mother would have been a whole lot older than
you. Sure, sure. But then
there are Tangways up left.
There certainly are.
And my grandmother's maiden name was Poquette.
For heaven's sakes. Of course.
Mary Poquette.
Lots of, was she French? Were they French-Canadian?
She was
French?
Yes, she was from Quebec.
Yes. That's where my great-greats immigrated from, through the Gaspé Peninsula, up in the tip of Quebec. Okay, enough of that. We'll talk about that later. And your dad? Where's your dad from?
My dad is from Neenah, Wisconsin.
Where my father was born, excuse me. If we might digress.
This is too weird.
I'm an Erickson. Yeah, his father's parents were Lee and Sadie Erickson, and he was a sawyer in sawmills, northern Wisconsin and in the Upper Peninsula his entire life. Oh, my word. Okay, we'll talk later. So we can get your oral history
Well, see,
on here.
That's how my father came to Kalamazoo, because he worked at, they went to Menasha.
Yes.
After they were married and went to work in the paper mills.
Sure.
And that was one of his favorite stories, how L.W. Sutherland came there and hired him. He was a printer, hired him to come here. So he moved, they moved here.
Oh.
And my oldest brother and sister were born in Menasha.
Yes.
And when he went to work at Sutherland, which was, I would assume, 29-30.
All right.
Then
all right.
They lived in various places in Kalamazoo before they moved. They lived in the house on Riverview for probably 60 years.
So he worked
at Sutherland.
At Sutherland. Where?
On the east side.
On the east side. The Sutherland facility on the east side. And how long?
37 years.
He did. He did. Okay. And your mom didn't?
My
didn't
mother
work for them?
My mother went to work, I think when I was in junior high, she went to work at Belle Isles, and my mother was a soda jerk at Belle Isles.
She was! So what time frame would that have been?
Well, that would have been in the early 50s.
All right. Yeah, I understand. That was quite the place.
Well, when I was a teenager, that's where we hung out.
Sure.
That's where the hangout was, Bob Bell Isles' place. Oh,
yeah.
He used to scat us out of there. But you'd sit at the soda fountain and
hang out and chat and talk. Did he have a jukebox in there?
No.
No jukebox in there?
No, just the soda fountain.
Okay, I always wondered. I'd heard so much about him, but didn't know. And how long did your mother work there?
You know, I'm not really sure. I know, if I think, I can't remember if it was before or after. She went to work at Van's Dime Store, which was right across the street where the pizza place is now.
Where Gino's is right
now. Where Gino's is.
Oh, so Belle Isles was on the barber, where the barbershop or Mother's Reef is right now?
Where Mother's Reef is.
Mother's Reef was Belle Isles.
And it was half that size.
All right. Oh.
The other half was Harding's.
Oh, Harding's was down there.
That's where Harding's started.
A little small market right there.
A little small market.
I see.
My dad was a big cigar smoker, and he used to write me a note with the money, and I'd go down and they'd give me his, they'd sell me his cigars.
They would. So what else? So Belle Isles was there in Harding's?
And then Belle Isles.
Down the street was?
And then there was the barbershop, the little barbershop.
The barbershop,
and Clark's drugstore. There was two drugstores. Clark's was actually right on the corner.
Where the photography place is. And okay, so then across the street, Gino's was.
Was Van's Variety.
Van's
Variety Store.
So she worked there.
She worked there too.
Van
was a very large man with one of those big purple birthmarks down his face.
He did, yeah.
That's all I can remember
about
him. Well, she must have been after, because I remember going in there when my first son was born, and he was just toddling. He was born in 59, so it must have been after she worked at Belle Isles.
Okay. So she was there in the 50s. Okay. Van's and Belle Isles in the 50s. Okay.
And it's the only place she ever worked.
It was. How about, you know where the upholsterer furniture van is now? Do you remember what that store was? It would have been next to Van's. Next to Gino's right now. There's a couple in there who does upholstering and covering chairs and curtains and drapes.
You know, all I can remember is Van's being that whole thing.
Being the whole thing, that could be. In Escanaba, when I was growing up, we had three dime stores on the same street. Downtown, those were the stores then.
Yeah.
That's where everybody went.
Where the Parchment Manor is, right there on the corner.
Yeah.
Where there's the kind of arch. That was First National Bank.
It was. First National Bank was there. How about where there's a law firm?
That was Parchment Department Store.
Oh, there was a department store here, too.
It was Parchment Department Store.
Clothing.
Clothing.
Sure.
Just mostly clothing and shoes.
Clothing and shows, sure. But, like how they used to be.
Was owned by Weikstras.
By Weikstras, the Weikstra family?
By Weikstras. Julene was in my class.
Okay.
And the son, Ron, was in my sister's class. My sister, Mary Lou, who was 2.5 years older than me.
I have a very, very, very close friend in this town named Patrick Weikstra, whose mother's name is Hildy. And I'm going to have to check with them. But again, I digress. We know so many people in common here and there.
And there was, it seems like there was a little restaurant around the corner, too, little.
Oh, yes. Don't remember the name.
Okay. But there was a little.
How about where the lithographic place is right now? Set back. When you go right around the corner in Parchment, go around the corner where the stoplight is, directly across the street from the photography place is a business, I believe, called American Lithographic. It's, the building is all white now. Maybe that building wasn't even there then.
Yeah. Seems like it was part of the mill.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Because you mean where the clock is, where Bob Belle Isle put up that clock.
He did.
For his wife.
Yeah, where the clock is.
Yeah.
For his wife. Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah. When she passed away in memory of his wife.
His wife's name was what?
Gail.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. Oh, this is some history I've not gotten from anybody.
Really?
So this is interesting.
Gail had a store, you know, where they had, where the, well, it was right here on the other side where the book, there was a bookstore in
yes,
that
there
house.
Was a bookstore, right.
And then the next house was Gail's, the clothes closet.
Yes.
And it was nice. I didn't show, it was so packed full of clothes. You had to pry them apart.
No, did you? Yeah.
So I, you know, but if she knew my mother very well.
Sure.
So if my mother wanted a blue blouse, I could go in there and say, Gail Leah wants a blue blouse.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And she'd like
give you some to take home. And
well, yeah, really, I'd like this. This will be fine.
Oh.
She knew my mother.
You
know. Everybody knew everybody.
Yes. Yeah, you know, you can't replace that, can
no.
you? You don't hardly get that anymore. Yeah. So you have good memories of growing up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good memories of school and...
Oh, it was a very... Everybody knew everybody. And
yeah.
It was a gossipy little, you know, mill town.
Place, a mill town, sure.
You sure. know, the community house was here when I grew up.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
Were you in it? Yes.
Oh, yes, many times. The
yeah.
community house was, there was no auditorium
okay.
or gym in the school.
All right.
So every time we had an assembly, we walked down to the community house.
I see.
Every time there was gym,
yeah.
and you didn't go outside,
yeah.
you went down here, and there was a big gym in the back of the community house.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the community house was a wonderful place.
It was the center of town, wasn't
yeah.
it? I mean, it was...
We had a spring concert, the music class, Leah Brown, was the music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful.
Yes.
She lived in Gillsburg. We had a spring concert every spring.
Uh-huh.
The girls wore long dresses.
Oh.
We wore
all
formals.
All dressed up in formals.
In junior high, and I usually sang a solo or something.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You had a voice.
Yeah, I had
you
a voice.
You did. Soprano? A high soprano?
Okay. Or second soprano.
Second soprano, sure.
But
sure.
I have a picture. It's not a very good picture of me walking across the stage after a solo.
Yes.
You know, my dad took. You know,
yes.
my dad was a...
And where would everybody get these formals? Where would
you know,
they shop?
Downtown is all like, you know... It's
not downtown Parchment, downtown
Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, wow. Very big deal.
Oh, very big deal.
Yeah.
That's where our graduation was.
Sure.
From ninth grade.
And you graduated, you said 53.
Yeah.
Ninth grade, sure.
That's we had, and that's where the Methodist Church was. We were Catholic.
All right.
And that's where the Methodist Church was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But the baccalaureate was held, of course, then in the Methodist Church. And
I see.
It was all my mother could do to allow us to go to the baccalaureate service.
Yes.
Because my mother was very, very strict Catholic.
Okay.
And you didn't go to another church.
My mother was also. I understand
you understand.
Oh, I get that. You bet. I get that. Sure.
Yeah, because we went
sure.
We went downtown. St.
Yeah.
Ambrose wasn't here then.
Uh-huh, right.
We went downtown.
Did you go to the cathedral?
To St. Augustine.
To St. Augustine. Sure.
And I was, my yeah. first communion was in the old that St. Augustine, which is such a shame they tore it down.
Where was that?
Kalamazoo Avenue.
Kalamazoo Avenue. It was, huh?
Yeah, where that. Oh. I think that's a social service building now. It
sure.
was one of those
sure. yeah.
old ornate buildings with
yeah.
the high steeple, you know.
Oh,
and all the,
yes.
Oh, such
yes.
a shame they tore it down.
Yeah, those are hard to see go, aren't they? Yeah.
But back on track.
Okay. No, this is all on track. This is about this is all about Parchment. So, what was your house like? Like, how many rooms and...
Oh, our house is still there.
And it's still there?
It's still there.
So,
it's,
how many rooms did you...
Sadly, it's in not nearly the condition my parents kept it in.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, there were seven of us. Of course, by the...
There were seven of you.
There were seven of us.
All right.
I'm number six.
You are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm two of eight. So
oh, really?
I understand the large family thing.
My older brother and older sister both passed away. Well, my older brother passed away when he was 80 years old.
Oh, sure.
There's a long space between.
Is there? Between.
And my younger brother, there's my older brother, and then there's five girls, and my younger brother, who also lives in Parchment yet.
All right.
He is 63.
Okay.
And I'm 72.
You're 72. Okay. So
I'm six and he's seven.
Right.
I think he was called a change of life.
Surprise, surprise. Yes, yes. So you had, do you remember when they put a phone in? Or not?
No, it seems like there was always
a
phone.
There was always a telephone.
Always a telephone.
Always a telephone.
I remember when we went from coal to oil.
Yes. Sure.
But it seems like there was always a telephone.
So the coal man would come and dump.
Oh, yeah. We had a
coal. In the bin, right from the outside of the house,
probably. Yeah, we had a coal bin, yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and he dumped,
because
it was a big house. Well, had a huge living room and a sunroom across way across the front, and a big dining room and a big kitchen, but only three bedrooms, so we had bunk beds.
I was just going to say, you bunked it, so did we.
We had bunk beds.
Sure, in a big family,
Well, and my brother, or the oldest brother, joined the Marines right after Pearl Harbor, so he really was an...
And how old were you? That was 41.
So I was three. So I was still sleeping in the crib in my parents.
Oh, yeah. I can identify. Lots of kids in the house. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Now, how about, besides you mentioned Bob Belisle, you know, memorable people in Parchment, like the chief of police.
Oh my, this is one thing that irritates my soul now.
What?
Because when I was growing up, you did not speed through Parchment.
I have heard this from so many people.
You did not.
You did not.
Herrick.
They caught you.
Ralph Herrick's dad.
Dad, that's right.
You did not speed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they were firm about that.
And Ralph was too.
Sure. Yep.
And now... they fly down here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where the Parchment police are anymore.
Oh.
They just fly.
Okay, so you've noticed it's not being enforced.
It's not being enforced.
I think it's 30 miles an hour on Riverview.
Yep.
Once you hit Mazel, it's 30.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And one of the reasons they got so strict, as I remember, is down by where the clock is there.
Yes.
There's a curve in the road.
Yes, there is.
And there used to be, when they were speeding, they'd slam into that house that was there. They couldn't make the curve.
That's what I've heard, too. And there was a serious accident.
Very, very serious.
Then like fatalities, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got very firm.
And then out past our house on Riverview, there's another curve. And at that time, Bush houses lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd miss that curve going the other way.
Oh.
Because they were speeding.
Right.
Years there was, you know, it was known as a speed trap.
Right.
Parchment.
Right.
But now it's just, I still don't dare to speed.
Oh, no. No.
I go with the speed limit.
Oh, me too. Oh, of course. You know, I say this is a small town and these people have a right to, you know, feel comfortable in their small town and stuff. And just because somebody's in a hurry, that's too bad.
Yep.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Now, do you remember, you remember your neighbors when you were growing up and what they were like?
Oh, yeah.
Who lived on either side of you? Do you remember?
On one side was Jim and Gerda Custer.
Okay. And did they have a bunch of kids?
No, they had... there was one girl, her real name was really Allison, and she was about the age of my brother Jim, my younger brother.
Okay.
And she'd come over and knock on the door, "Honey, don't want no graham crackers." And Jim.
Graham crackers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And how about the other side?
The other side was a house that was a converted gas station, which it is still there too.
It is.
Yeah, and it's two-story.
Uh-huh.
And so it had people moving in and out quite
okay.
a bit. I think the
was
same.
Was it a rental or just
for a long time?
Sure.
My dad should have bought it, but he at that time he couldn't afford it because
sure.
he owned all the way around it.
He did.
Yeah, he owned in back of it, and then
all
the
right.
next lot, and he owned all the way up the hill.
Yeah,
we had our own sliding hill.
You did. Hey, in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, and our house had a. Door, an outside door that and another stairs that went right down the basement. So
yes.
we just came off
right.
the hill and went right downstairs.
There you go.
Yeah, it was nice. Even for my kids, it was.
How about ice skating? There was any ice skating
no
around
ice
town?
No ice skating.
No, they didn't flood any little area or
no.
couldn't skate on the river.
And you couldn't go skating, sliding in Kettleburger Park either.
Oh, you couldn't?
Mm-mm.
Why not? They didn't allow
they
that?
They didn't
or?
Allow you on the hills.
Oh, do you know why?
They didn't want the grass to work.
In the wintertime, even?
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Slide on,
I you? Had not heard that.
No, you don't.
Boy, that must have been terrible for kids. I mean, that's all we wanted to do in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Was
there
the
was
hell.
The scoreboard, you know, the ball diamond
yes.
in Kettleburger was
right.
very well used in those days.
That's what I understand.
The
baseball.
Lassies played there.
Yes.
And I would go with my dad because Sutherland had a team and they'd play KBP.
They did?
Yes.
Ah, did your dad play?
No, he didn't play, but he went to, he supported the team, you
yeah.
know, religiously.
Yeah.
But I vaguely remember going to the Lassies games with him there.
Okay. Okay, and
but
that was a Parchment League, Women's League?
The Parchment, no, Lassies was Kalamazoo Lassies. They were in the...
Kalamazoo Lassies, that's right.
They
yeah,
were
yeah,
in
yeah.
that big,
that big
women's... when during the war.
Sure, sure. Oh, boy, those were the days.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
telling you.
But on Scout Hill, we called it then. I think they still call it
oh,
Scout Hill.
Okay.
There was the scoreboard and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to be in trouble if we went up there on Scout Hill. You didn't climb Scout Hill.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Let's see, none of the stuff that was up there was up there then.
Was up there then. Boy, that wouldn't have been hard. I can imagine. I would
and where this
just...
was playground.
And this is playground right here where the library is. Okay.
The community house was next door,
yeah.
and this was all playground.
And did they have playground equipment on here?
Oh,
like
yeah.
swings
yep.
and...
Big, yeah.
All that merry-go-rounds and stuff
yep.
like that. Lots of equipment. Yeah.
This was all playground.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and
okay.
across the street, of course, there's still flowers in there.
Across
in the park.
View?
In the park.
Oh, across, oh yeah, across
in
the back
park,
of the library in the park.
Yeah.
Where the gazebo and all those flowers are right behind us.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was always like that. But
sure.
then on the other side of the front, there was
yeah.
a fish pot.
There was.
Yes.
Oh.
It was all encased in shrubbery, and there was a fish pot
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't go fishing in there.
No,
there
it was goldfish
koi
pot.
Or gold. Yeah, those big goldfish
yeah,
koi or
koi,
something in there.
Yeah.
Oh. And they maintained that, the
mm-hmm.
city, Parks Department probably.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I'm surprised the raccoons and stuff wouldn't go in there and get them. You know, raccoons
yeah.
and possums will.
Yeah.
Know. Oh.
And then the big house on this side of the library.
Yeah.
Not the white one, the big one way
the
but
big one way up.
That was Kettleburger's
That's
house.
Right. That's right.
And then
yeah.
there was another house down, I don't think, that's not there yet. And it was a nice, I think he was like one of the caretakers. Mashburn was his name.
Mashburn. Okay.
Because Ann Mashburn again was in my class.
Okay. M-A-S-H. B U R N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't remember
I
his name, but
uh-huh.
there was a
uh-huh.
like a small bungalow there,
yeah.
and that's where they lived.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of just right down from the garage there.
All right.
The park garage.
All right. Now, do you remember any of your teachers in school?
Oh,
you
yes.
You really liked them? Like, who do you really like?
Mrs. Appleyard.
Oh, Sally.
Sally
yes,
Appleyard.
Yes, other people have talked of her.
Probably is the one of the reasons that I really like history. She
yes.
was the best history teacher
yes.
ever.
She was. Yeah. I've heard that from Several people. Yeah. How about anybody else? And what grade? What grade was that?
That was in the ninth grade, eighth and ninth grade.
All right. Yeah. You know, your voice. Did you take voice lessons, or you were just born with this?
I took voice, when you
sing. Choir?
When we were, my dad was always liked music, and I took voice lessons and clarinet lessons.
Uh-huh.
My younger brother played the drums. My two older sisters took piano lessons.
Yes. Yeah.
And we all sang, actually.
And you all sang, yes. Yeah. And so how old were you when you started singing solos through school?
Sixth grade.
Yes. Yeah.
I was always too shy, though.
I was going to say, was that hard for you?
Yeah,
it was hard.
Yeah, it was.
But you would do it because they expected you to, mm-hmm. right? You just stepped up to the plate and did it.
Me and Pat Kirschman, seems like we always got picked for the solos.
Yes.
Kirschman's
another girl?
Yeah.
Pat?
Yeah,
yes.
Her family lived down. Well, right down here. I get my directions mixed.
Okay, what does down
Kirschman.
Here mean? Down here on...
She, like where the... On the other side of what the community house would have...
Oh,
on
the other
side
of the bank.
The other side of the bank.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They had a big family, too.
They did?
Yeah, and her dad worked at Parchment, as near as I can remember, at the mill.
You mean at the mill?
At the mill,
yeah. Did you play any sports in school?
You know, sports wasn't a big thing then.
Yeah, not for girls so much,
no,
was it?
No,
yeah.
It really wasn't. We would run track in gym class because there was a track out in back of the school.
Sure.
And so that was, but, and I did like to run and kind of high jump, but, it was just a gym class thing.
Yeah, it was a gym. Okay. Okay. Do you remember any... hot issues going on around town here? Like anything that really hit the news besides that whole speeding thing, the whole kind of fatalities around there? Were there any like hot politics with the mayor or the city manager or anything?
Not that I remember.
Did people talk a lot about the mill? Like, would your dad talk a lot about the mill?
No.
No, it was just his job.
It was just his job.
And he was a printer.
He was a printer at Sutherland, and he'd bring home the seconds, you know, the paper plates and the cups.
Yeah,
and those,
sure.
Yeah.
How about Christmas wrap?
Christmas wrap, oh my, we had a basement full of Christmas wrap.
That again, I hear from everybody, these gigantic amounts of Christmas wrap that people had or manufactured. That must have been... kind of a new thing. Well, that couldn't have been a new thing, was it? Didn't everybody always have Christmas wrap? Or was it
like
just a big deal?
Well,
it was a big deal here, wasn't it?
It was a big deal. And, you know, money was tighter then, and people got what, you know, if you could get it for nothing.
Yep. Sure. Sure.
My mother canned everything. We had my father owned a lot of land. Well, that most of that was in vegetable garden.
Yes. Oh,
until later years when I was in high school, probably. Then he turned it into a flower garden. He was a hybridizer of tall bearded of iris.
He was?
He founded the American Iris Society.
Oh, for heaven's sakes!
And then he was a judge at Iris Society.
Judge the flowers.
He had many, many, many blue ribbons for... introducing new iris colors.
For heaven's sakes. And your dad's name again?
Frank Williams.
Frank Williams.
Well, it was Williams Iris Gardens as well.
Yes. And did he, so he sold from like the back of the house or something?
So
or from
he, the people would write the cars, you know, they'd
hear about
Robin
it.
Robin type of
thing. Sure.
And they'd order from him through the mail, and he was inspected by the agricultural, because you had to be inspected in order to ship.
Out of state, for sure.
Out of
the state. Yeah. And how long did he do that, you know?
Until he died.
So he retired at what age?
He retired at 65, and he started doing the Iris Society in the 50s.
Oh,
While he was working,
he did that, too. Because he loved it, probably.
Oh, yes.
And were these the gigantic iris?
The
big tall
ones.
The
tall Bearded's, and then he went to dwarfs.
Okay.
And when he...
Yeah.
In the last years, he was into dwarfs to see how small he could...
Yeah, make. To see how... Okay. Okay. Well, that's fascinating. Do you remember just people coming and going sometimes?
Oh, yeah. People just would come and walk through. It was a huge iris garden. People would come
and... A garden. Did he have a greenhouse back there?
No, just the...
He would just grow them during the season?
That's why you do iris.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and when you have an iris garden, you just grow them during the season. And he'd go out there with his... Well, to me, it looked like an eyebrow brush, a little brush and tweezers, and he'd do spread pollen from one to the other to make his...
Wow, how interesting. Do you have some of his iris?
I do, yeah.
Still growing.
Yeah, my brother has all the medals and all the blue ribbons and all the...
He does.
Notebooks full of them.
Wow.
I have a picture of him that the Gazette took, because there was a big article about it.
There was?
About him.
And you've got it or something.
Yeah.
Or, for heaven's sakes, this is interesting family history here.
Yeah. That's a big hybridizer of iris.
Okay. So, well known around town.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the iris circle.
Beyond.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh. This is all news to me. No one's ever mentioned this kind of stuff, Fran. So this is really good. If you, let's see, we've already talked about your father was in the newspaper and stuff. And how about holidays celebrated here? Do they do big celebrations in the community center for the community?
Every Halloween. That's what sticks in my mind the most is Halloween.
Yes.
Of course, we lived, like I say, on the other side of G Avenue. We'd trick-or-treat down one side of the street.
Yeah.
We'd go to the big Halloween party at the gym in the community house.
Yeah.
Big Halloween.
Big
Halloween.
Lots of candy and
Lots
stuff.
Of candy, games, people. Big costume prices.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It was nice.
For kids as well as adults?
And
it was mostly for kids. Okay.
It was mostly for kids.
Okay.
And then you trick-or-treat on the other side of the road back home.
Holy mackerel. What a haul that was.
Oh, what a haul we had. No, I remember that very fondly. Then at the community house, seems like it was Friday nights. Teen night at the community. Ping pong.
Sure.
Games like that.
Yeah. A place where you could just hang out. Get socialized and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you some biographical information. How did you, what's your husband's name?
Vern
Bowen, yes. And how did you meet him?
We both were in Kalamazoo Central, and a girlfriend of mine was his neighbor, lived in the same neighborhood as him, and we were at a Dave Brubeck jazz concert, and...
Dave Brubeck was in town?
Yes, at Kalamazoo Central.
Wow!
That's where they went in those days, was Kalamazoo Central.
They did? The jazz groups, or just a lot of music groups in town went
just
there?
If there was a celebrity, would go to, if there was a concert, it'd be in Kalamazoo Central's auditorium, the old Kalamazoo Central.
The old one, down in Westridge. Down in Westridge. Okay. Oh, so you met him there.
I met him there.
Oh.
He knew my girlfriend.
Sure. And when did you get married?
1959.
Okay. 1959, here, you got married here.
We got married in St. Ambrose. We were one of the first ones that married.
I see. And is Vern from here?
Vern's father was a lighthouse keeper in the Great Lakes.
Where?
Isle Royale Passage.
Oh, my! Is that right? So Vern grew up where?
Well, he was born on Isle Royale, and that's what he said. He loves that, They made my birthplace a national park.
because it wasn't then.
That's right. That's right. Oh, how interesting.
And then his dad fell at Presque Isle over on Lake Huron. He fell off the fog house.
He did.
Foghorn house. And
he did.
Yeah, and broke his pelvis. And
yeah.
Vern was like 12, I think.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and they moved to Sault Ste. Marie after he was well.
All right.
Because his dad couldn't negotiate the steps anymore in the light. And by then the lighthouse service was in the Coast Guard.
All right.
He was in the Coast Guard, and he worked on the locks.
He did.
Yeah, so.
Building the locks?
No, just worked on them.
Sure.
Just worked on the locks.
Oh.
And his mother cooked, and that's where they moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
In 1954, I think. 1954,
I see. Probably. Okay, so he wasn't up there when they built the bridge in 58, the Mackinac.
Right.
Bridge in 58. That was so, he got down here by ferry across the streets.
Every year we'd go to my grandma's.
You would.
And we'd take the ferry. That's the only place we ever went on vacation, was up to see my grandma Tanguay.
In Escanaba.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mercy.
But Vern retired from KVP, too.
He did.
He was an insurance man for 15 years, and then the bottom fell out of the economy back then with Reaganomics, and we had three little kids.
Yes.
And so he had to get another job. So for 3 years, he worked at the mill and sold insurance policies. Oh, he retired from the mill at 27 years.
What did he do with the mill?
He was the coder man.
C-O-A-T-E-R, coder. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you take a ice cream carton that's in its cardboard, but it's white.
Yes.
You put that white coating on.
I see. Yeah, he did that the whole time he was there?
No, he didn't do it. He was a foreman. Back when it was James River, he was a foreman.
All right.
And when they sold to, I can't even remember now, but then it was sold so many times.
Yeah, there were mergers and sales, yeah.
When it was sold, they put some foreman, they fired some foreman and put some back into the union, and he was lucky they put him back in the union.
I see.
And so.
I see. Yeah. And he worked there 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what year he retired?
He retired 10 years ago, in 2000.
When they closed? Or just before they closed? I think it was October 2000 they shut the door.
Yeah, he worked on Pitcher Street.
On Pitcher Street. Oh, yeah. Right.
And he worked in Parchman here. When he first started, he worked in Parchman. That was where Bounce was made for the trial.
It was. It was.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And that's what he did.
That's what he did.
Oh. He ran the Bounce machine.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I had a lot of Bounce. Well, Hyde Dunfield, who was at that time the personnel manager, was also an insurance client.
I see. So, yeah. They were kind of tight, those two. Yeah. Let me ask you, let's just end with this. What would you like people to remember most about Parchment?
That it's a small, friendly town, and there's nice people here, and it's
great place to grow
it's a,
up.
It's a great, it a great place, place to grow up, up and, you know,
yeah.
I was raised here. My kids were raised here.
Yeah. You're still here.
We're still here. Yeah, my kids moved away, but they had the reasons, you know, mostly economic.
You bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure.
And they both got wonderful jobs in Seattle area.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's just a nice, but you're not far from downtown Kalamazoo.
Of course not.
You're not far from anything. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of people have talked about that. It was everybody did know each other.
Yeah.
lots of people who worked at the mill lived in town, but some didn't. Lots of people drove in to, they lived other places, but there was a strong community spirit here because
oh, yes.
the town grew up around the mill.
Around the mill.
You know, yeah. it wasn't the other way around. The town grew up around
yeah. See, now my
the business.
My sister, Mary Lou, she went to school with Sally Kilberger.
She did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't specifically remember, but I, you know, heard all the stories about how Jake would ride around and look at all the houses. If you needed your
yeah.
lawn mowed, he'd stop and tell you.
I
mean, mowed your
yes,
lawn.
Certainly heard that too. Yep. Sure. Yeah, he paid in the beginning. Well, he built those houses for some of his employees, I think.
Yeah,
and then
and the ones down closer to the mill. No.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Down closer. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
every in school. That was one. That was our end of the year outing. Usually, was we toured the mill.
You did. You did.
Yes.
Every year.
Every year. We toured the mill.
The school kids went through the mill. Oh, I had not heard that.
Yeah, we toured. If, you know, I can tell you exactly how I made paper.
You saw them all running and all
I saw them all the beaters.
Sure. Wow.
Because well, yeah, Vern did do the beaters for a while,
and he
too.
Did the beaters. Yes, yeah, yeah.
No,
well, yeah. Well, thanks so much, Fran.
What?
This is.
This, I could go on for a long time,
oh,
really.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to try and very hard and do the reunion again next year, and do it outside, under tents, back here in the park.
Oh.
And make it a little less formal so people just have a chance to talk. Because that's what they really want to do is connect and talk
yeah.
memories about all the
I bet nobody's even ever told you about Goosen's story either, has it?
No. What's Goosen's? How do you spell that?
You know, I'm not sure. G-O-O-S-E-N? I think so.
What kind of store did you say?
It's a general store. You know,
yeah.
You know the general store in the Waltons?
Yes.
It was just...
Was it?
You
where
know,
where
you
was
know,
it?
You know where the used car lot is on the corner of GF, across from Hardy's?
Yes, yes.
That was right there.
It was. Oh.
And then Comerica Bank bought it. ISB, Comerica Bank
right.
bought it. And they were there for quite a number of years.
Yes.
Then the car company bought
so,
it.
So, this was like...
Goosen's was...
You hung out at Goosen's?
Oh, no,
of?
You didn't hang out.
You didn't hang out.
That was two blocks from our house, so we... You'd,
oh. What would you go there for?
He had the old-fashioned penny candy.
Oh, Lord.
You know, the biggest
you
case.
Bet.
Big
yes.
glass case.
Eyeballs bigger than quarters
yeah.
when you walk in there. So you'd go down there
the
and get
creaky
a couple?
Wood, the creaky wood the floor, and you walked up, oh, I don't know, half a dozen steps to
yeah.
get into it and
yeah.
everything. It was a wooden building.
Well, what was he like?
He was a nice man.
Yeah,
he
was
a family man.
Sure.
He just lived down the street in the next block.
Had kids, married with
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, his Barbara Goosen, who was my sister Marjorie's best friend. They lived,
oh.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
Till she died.
Yes.
My sister is still alive, but
yes.
Barbara's gone.
But Barbara's gone. Goosen's, no, I had not heard that. So it was a... general store.
Just a general.
So,
and I think he had a gas pump, too.
And a gas pump. So, all kinds of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff.
There'd be some food in there?
So, oh, yeah. Food
canned
and
food.
Candy. And you know,
canned candy and
few,
sewing.
Yeah. So, small
yeah, sewing just, supplies. And
yeah.
Oh. No. But obviously important to you. You remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We're in there all the time. Probably all the time.
If you had a nickel, they went
down
to Goosen's.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
across the street where there's that gas station was
yes.
the fish gas station. I don't know. Bob Warner, who still lives in town,
yes,
too.
Yes, sure.
He, that, his folks owned that.
Oh, they did.
He were him and his brother, Eugene, worked there forever.
Sure. Yeah, Warner.
Fish's gas station.
Fish's gas station. Where did the name Fish come from? Is that a nickname
maybe,
for somebody?
Maybe it wasn't his dad that owned it. It was Fish that owned it. And I believe Bob's wife's maiden name is Fish.
I see. Okay.
But he worked there as a kid.
Sure.
because I've been the coroner's course all my life.
Yeah. Oh, Goosens and Fishes. That's great.
Where Harding's was is just, you know, woods.
It was just woods. Oh, my.
And when they built Harding's, then the post office was beside Harding's.
Oh, it was.
In the beginning, too.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Right up there. And there, across the street, those houses weren't there.
Mm.
That wasn't residential yet, or?
From Harding's?
Right across.
Yeah, that was all houses.
It was all houses. Okay.
There wasn't the restaurant there. That was a house.
Right. Corner View wasn't there.
Yeah.
That was a house. Yeah.
It was all houses.
I see.
The one on the other corner across from the Corner View was where the Tinklingberg was their name.
Tinklingberg. Okay.
It was a great big older house. There was 14 kids.
Really?
I often wonder what happened to them with 14 kids.
Yeah. Huge families. Yeah, there were huge families back then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Much bigger than today.
And we walked, you know.
Yes.
We walked.
That's right.
My dad did. If you wanted to go, you walk. My dad didn't take us. We walked.
No biking around town? A lot of kids didn't have bikes?
I didn't.
Okay.
But yeah. A lot of kids did.
Sure. So?
There was too many of us to have bikes.
Yep.
My brother Jim got a bike because he was special.
Oh.
He was 8 years younger. So I tell him to this day, mother always did like you best.
Yes. Babies of the family. Yeah. They do get preferential treatment. Yes, they do. Well, Fran, thanks so much. Been real enjoyable to talk to you.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for sharing all the memories of Parchment. Some here we don't have yet. So,
well, I'm glad.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'm glad I could contribute.
Okay.